Okay, one of my projects was to set up a set-and-forget Bitcoin mining rig. My father and I both did our research and at the time decided to both purchase a Bitcoin mining cube, also known as an ASIC Miner Block Eruptor Cube. They can be found on eBay or Amazon. A quick Google search and you should see people selling them. About $100. So choices. After deciding on the hardware to do the work, I then needed to power both cubes. My father found and ordered a Corsair RM850 computer power supply. So, after powering, the next part is what hardware was going to run a Stratum proxy. A Stratum proxy is required because the ASIC miner cubes use what is called a Getwork protocol, and most pools require Stratum. I'm not going to go into great detail, but Getwork protocol for a Stratum proxy is mainly about network usage and the amount of requests that get sent to the pool you decide to mine with. I will get a little more into pools later. Okay, back on topic. So I choose Stratum mining proxy written by a guy who goes by the name Slush. The hardware I chose to use is an Odroid U2 from Hardkernel. The Odroid is a neat little computer for about $60 USD shipped to my home in the USA, made from a company out in Korea. Some quick specs for this nifty little device are a 1.7 GHz quad-core ARM processor and 2 GB of RAM built in, 10x100 Mbps Ethernet, and 3 high-speed USB 2.0 ports, and a nifty mini HDMI if you decide to make it more than a headless machine. Okay, so all the parts have arrived. It's time to start making everything work together to get some coin mining going. So following Odroid's instructions, a simple headless Debian Lenny install gets loaded onto a 4 GB micro SDHC card. Both cubes and the Odroid get plugged into a 16-port switch which feeds the rest of the house. Now, do I really need to specify the 16-port switch is also connected to a router that is subsequently connected to a modem, and there is working internet already, and router, modem, switch are all powered on. Back to the Odroid. So Debian is installed and the device is hooked to the internet. Next is to power the little thing. Well, the easiest way I could get that done was, you guessed it, a 5-volt line coming from the Corsair power supply. Once the Odroid was up and running, I checked my router to find the Odroid's IP, and then used PuTTY for Windows SSH to SSH into the Odroid because I had chosen to go headless from the start just to keep the overhead down. Step 1, change the root password. Step 2, create a non-privileged user and give it access rights to use the internet. The rest was all just a bunch of copy and paste for building Stratum mining proxy from Slush's GitHub source. Google is your friend at times. After I finally successfully build the Stratum proxy from GitHub, I make a copy and place it in the home for my random username and, of course, change ownership of the move files to the user's home it got placed into. Now the fun part. Before I even try pointing the new spiffy-looking cube miners at the proxy, I need the proxy to be persistent between reboots. My simple way of getting that done was a screen session and using a script that gets executed on boot automatically using my not-so-privileged user account. I'll give you a hint and say sudo comes in handy. Okay, through trial and error, because I'm not all that Linux savvy, I get the results I'm looking for. The Odroid boots and runs a Stratum mining proxy silently in a screen session without divine intervention from me. Next, I dive into setting up both cube miners to see my proxy, which is pointing to my mining pool of choice. Again, I'll talk about mining pools later. Setting up the cubes himself was easier than anticipated thanks to Google. Finding a forum post called Doogie's Comprehensive ASIC Miner Cube Setup. This guide goes into how to hook the power up to what setting to change to for what you want the miner to do. So now we have the cubes pointing to our proxy on the Odroid, and the Odroid getting mining work from the pool that Stratum proxy is pointing at. Everything looks good and everything is set correctly, but you will probably have the same issue I and many other people have. Cube miners on the same subnet as Android cell phones don't mine but at a fraction of their speed, and the cubes have a lot of errors. I'm not sure why and have yet to find out the reason, but yes, cube miners hate Android phones, or vice versa. My quick, easy, dirty solution was to simply place another router with a different subnet between my mining setup and the rest of my network. So now it goes modem, router that deals with the house, a switch, and then another router that feeds the cube miners and the Odroid. Yes, I know. I can hear all of you tech-savvy people cringing in horror and screaming. That is what a virtual LAN is for. But hey, remember, not that tech-savvy, and just wanted a quick, dirty running piece, and hey, it works! So now with my cubes and Odroid behind the second router, bam! Both cubes mining away at top speed, which happens to be about 31 GH/s per cube. So now we can talk a little, and I mean just a little, about mining pools. Once again, Google can be your friend. Do some research, choose a mining pool, but keep in mind, if you go the ASIC miner cube route, you're limited to only SHA-256 mining, no script mine. My pool of choice happened to be Mega Multipool. Why? Just because it's what I chose. As a little side note, I also used the Corsair power supply to power the second router. I hate wall warts. I would give you prices on everything, but hey, they have gone down since my investment, and I'm trying to just give you the gist of what's involved, not hold your hand through the entire process. Trust me, through the entire process, I used Google a lot. If anything I've said is useful, good deal. Sorry I cannot go into more detail, this was a process I did months ago. And I did not document my success and failures, but this gives the general what you need to do to get them going. On my list of random old projects is a Minecraft server for my kids, and most of the neighborhood kids to play on, a Plex, Sab, NZBD, Couch Potato, and Sickbeard server. If you don't know what that is, copy and paste Plex, Sab, NZBD, Couch Potato, and Sickbeard into your favorite search engine. You'll figure it out pretty fast. And my current project involves a 50cc moped that has been modified to the gills. More and more performance parts, tuning, more tuning, and a little trick I did with a narrowband O2 sensor and a digital multimeter to get the dreaded carb tuned. Yes, I hate carburetors. If any of those interest you, post a comment for this podcast and I'll be more than happy to share my wins and losses. Or if you need more info on setting up a set and forget mining platform, post a comment. Any podcast I do next, I will make sure to get all my ducks in a row and give you more of a here, this is how it's done type of description. But this is a start. Thank you for your time.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.